You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
There's so much you can do, but none more important than eliminating mold in your home because it poses a really serious health risk. And quite frankly, it's just nothing you can mess with. You have to remediate it and get rid of it. But more importantly, you got to know what you have. And I think that's where our next conversation is going to come in really handy. Joining me on the phone line is Joe Casconi, who is the owner of Mold Pro Chicago. Joe, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Look, I love my blue cheese, right? But I don't want mold in my house. And there is so much misinformation about mold and what's bad for you and knowing exactly what's there. And a lot of times, you know, you can smell something and be like, that smells like mold. And it could or couldn't be. Talk to me a little bit about that.
You're exactly right. A lot of people make presumptions. As a matter of fact, we just went to a gentleman who was a Lou Manfredini listener, and the women in the office said, boy, we have this odor, this musty odor. There must be mold in here. But I was able to deliver the next day laboratory results that showed the good news that the air was as good, if not better, than the outdoor air. Mm. There was no unacceptable fungal ecology. So whatever odors they were smelling were not caused by mold.
So this is really kind of your bread and butter, right? You're going to come in and do this testing if people are concerned. Can you tell the audience like kind of what that process is?
Sure. I think that spring cleaning should either include peace of mind that you get from testing,
right,
or remediation if there proves to be a problem. So we'll come through, whether it be a residential home, commercial business, and we will take surface samples and or air samples. And all we're trying to do is find out, is that discoloration, is mold growing, and that's what's causing the discoloration? And we also find out, what is the air quality? What is the family or the employees breathing? Hmm. How much mold? There will always be mold within the building envelope, just like there's always mold outside.
I want to stop you there, because that statement is something that people maybe don't think about all the time. There's always going to be mold.
Absolutely. There's no such thing as a mold-free environment, except for maybe a room that you have surgery in a hospital. But for the rest of us,
right,
we're always experiencing mold,
right,
whether we're outside. But the only acceptable source for mold in your building envelope is the outdoor air. So if we find, by comparison, taking a sample outside, finding out the types of mold and the levels of each type in the outdoor air on the same day, and then come inside and then take samples in various places so that the laboratory says, here are the types of mold you have indoor and the levels of each type, and we compare that to the outdoor baseline sample, and then we're able to ascertain, is there acceptable fungal ecology or unacceptable?
So the testing obviously is so important, and if in fact you come, I mean, how many different families of species of fungus and mold is there?
Well, there's well over 1,000 types of families. Now, those are called genera. But when I was doing my training back in 2004, we were taught that there are over 100,000 different species
Wow.
of fungus.
Wow.
And it's 25% of our biomass of this planet. So as long as this planet's been around, there's been fungus in the soil. And it helps break down things
Sure.
like organic material, wood, leaves, and so forth.
Right. And it's not, for us as humans, not in that 100,000. Not all of those, actually a very small number of those, based on the 100,000, is what's harmful for us.
Well, our reports from the laboratory generally will show that there's about 15 to 20 different types of molds that we find in homes and businesses in America. But you're right, there are some that are toxic. The mycotoxins in Stachybotrys and Caetomium are going to adversely affect the health of all of us. Where there are some that are most prevalent in the outdoor air, like Cladosporium, but in heavy levels, they will begin to start affecting adversely our health as well.
It is when people have that issue, it is just the worst, and it's frightening, and you know, all you want to do is get rid of it. Now,
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
The other real benefit of Mold Pro Chicago is you're not just doing the testing. If in fact you find dangerous levels of mold where it could be harmful to people's health, you'll do the remediation as well, correct?
That's right. We've been doing that this is our 22nd year, and we've found that, you know, mold is that four-letter M word that it causes fear and paranoia.
Right.
What differentiates us from our competitors is that we bring calm and confidence. We can roll right into, if it's necessary, and that's the important point. We get reviews on the Better Business Bureau all the time saying, you know, Mold Pro Chicago could have told us anything. We don't know the first thing about mold. But they came back with results that show that we don't need to spend money on remediation. We have peace of mind. But when there is a problem, we're a comprehensive mold professional company. We will kill that fungus, remove that mold, and prevent mold from coming. And we guarantee it for 10 years.
I think you should come up with a new tagline where you say, Mold Pro Chicago, we handle your mold problem soup to nuts.
Soup to nuts. Well, we say we detect and we disinfect. And Lou, here's the thing. You know, you remember the old term NIMBY, not in my backyard?
Yep.
You're right in pointing out it. Mold is everywhere, but NIMBY, not in my building envelope.
Right.
That's what we want to detect. If it's in my building with my children or my grandmother, the elderly and the young are especially vulnerable to health effects. And those health effects are most of the time allergies and respiratory problems.
Right.
But it could get even more severe.
Right. No, 100%. You had me at mold. All right. You've got an offer, like what it costs to have this tested. Talk to me about how they get a hold of you. What does it cost to do this, and how you can help our WGN listeners?
All right. Well, moldprochicago.com is our website, and you can search through there. There's an About Us page talking about this being our 22nd year and our background and how we bring calm and confidence. Mold Pro Chicago, you could fill out an information form. You could also call us at 708-560-PROS, P-R-O-S, or 7767, 708-560-PROS. We have the Peace of Mind special for Lou listeners. Normally, we charge $175 per sample. Now, keep in mind, that's the outdoor sample plus any indoor samples that you choose. Each sample is normally $175, but we're going to charge your listeners only $140 per sample, and we're going to include the visual inspection in all red flag areas, thermal imaging, and moisture meter testing.
And that fee for the samples, Joe, includes the laboratory results, correct?
That's right. We use FedEx to ship all samples to the laboratory that we've been using for 15 years in Virginia. That's including the FedEx fees as well as the report coming from the lab, us interpreting the report when we email it to our customers, and then again, if necessary, a mold remediation proposal.
Joe Casconi is the owner of Mold Pro Chicago. You can find them at moldprochicago.com. Joe, pleasure to speak with you. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
God bless. Bye-bye.